NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio CUZ English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Wang Ruochen.
And I'm Xu Jingtian. Today is Monday, April 18th, the 8th week of this term.
Here's the roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
On April 13th, the press conference of Vision News Awards was held in M1 meeting room of the International Convention Center.
今年我们是一个非常。This is a really magnificent event today. We can tell how great it is by the guests participating.
Russian military operations were carried out at the invitation of Syria's government with the aim of striking at domestic extremists.
We have agreed to enhance cooperation and coordination with the G20.
China has teamed up with Japan and South Korea to pick three cultural capitals, one from each country.
The activity gives a positive signal of cooperation and mutual support between China, Japan, and South Korea.
And comments on female rights.
And for males, they should care for the women, respect the women, not only physically, but also mentally. Only then can there be less conflict between the two genders.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news. On April 13th, the press conference of Vision Youth Awards was held in M1 meeting room of the International Convention Center. Leaders of CUC and the Faculty of Journalism and Communication were present. Professor Zhang Shaogang served as the host of the conference. Celebrities including Deng Cui-wen and Wang Zulan joined as the guests. Our correspondent Liu Shijin was there.
The atmosphere is really lively, and we can see that all seats are occupied. Celebrities Wang Zulan, Deng Cui-wen are presented, and TV boys just gave a wonderful performance. The host, Professor Zhang Shaogang, gave his own understanding of the Vision Youth Awards.
This is a really magnificent event today. We can tell how great it is by the guests participating. In the first place, I want to show you what we're going to do for this year's Vision Youth Awards. In the past experience, we just viewed the works and then presented the awards. However, we've long felt that there are some imperfections. The imperfections lie in the point that the Vision Youth Awards are not merely for students from the Communication University of China. It is supposed to be something shared by all students who obtain the dream of video creation. So, for this year's Vision Youth Awards, we at last determined to use college students tell Chinese stories to be the 14th theme, for Chinese stories cannot miss the teller of university students. At the same time, we launched a program called Exhibit in the 100 Schools from January the 1st to the 5th.
Now the press conference is finished. After seeing such a magnificent event, what do our students feel about it?
There were a lot of people on the spot, and the atmosphere was really fascinating. The host was humorous, and he said a lot of interesting things. I was very excited to see Wang Zulan and Deng Cui-wen in person because I'm a big fan of them. I watched TVB for a very long time. This is really a very unforgettable experience.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Shijin. The Vision Youth Awards is held by Journalism and Communication Faculty of CUC. It collects and organizes extraordinary video works from college students all over the world. The Vision Youth Awards attaches great importance to students' sense of social responsibility and aims to establish a professional and opening platform for young people.
On April the 7th, a teach-in about landscape photography organized by Photography Association of CUC was held in the No. 48 teaching building, and Zhang Yan, the member of Beijing Photographers Association, has shared his experience and understanding about shooting sceneries with the students during the two-hour-long teach-in. Our correspondent Yang Shuang was there.
It seems that the Photography Association of CUC will hold such kind of teachings every year. So what's the purpose this time?
We held this teaching to provide students with more chances to learn from people who are good at photography. And most of the people are not from CUC, but from some photographic companies. We want to help students make progress in photography by communicating and sharing with others. And since it is spring now, we hope they can enjoy spring outing more after they learn more about landscape photography this time.
And when it comes to the question of how to shoot a good scenery picture, here is some advice which students may have to pay attention to.
Firstly, I think students should spend more time appreciating and analyzing good works. For example, some works of famous photographers, for they do have their own uniqueness. Secondly, they should learn to make ordinary sceneries seem extraordinary when taking photos. Many people find the outside world beautiful and attracting, but when it comes to places near their home, they just find it hard to seek beauty, thus looking many chances to shoot good pictures.
This activity has attracted many students who are interested in landscape photography. So how do they feel about it?
I am very grateful to the teacher who gave us such a meaningful teaching, and by taking part in it, I've learned some professional knowledge, such as the use of lights and the composition of pictures, and some special shooting skills such as blind shots. And I really hope there will be more and more such activities in the future.
Okay, that's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Yang Shuang. By taking part in this activity, many students have become more interested and knowledgeable in landscape photography. Hope more beautiful scenery pictures to be taken in this spring. Okay, let's look at the domestic news. China's first special envoy for the Syrian Xie Xiaoyan said Russia's military operations were carried out at the invitation of Syria's government with the aim of striking at domestic extremists, and praised its military role in the war.
I think the international society should support the mediation of the special envoy of the United Nations Secretary General on the issue of Syria.
Xie Xiaoyan said that in the past 6 months, Russia had effectively curbed the spread of extremists and terrorists there, and he thinks this is an encouraging progress. He also said the international community should work hard together to defeat terrorism in the region.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier began a three-day visit to China on April the 8th, at the invitation of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Wang said in a joint statement, he hopes the G20 summit will help boost the world economy. Steinmeier praised China's increasingly active role in solving world conflicts. Steinmeier also talked about the September's upcoming visit by German Chancellor Angela Merkel to China for the G20 summit in Hangzhou. He said that Germany would like to share its experiences on energy transformation with China. He also said he hopes people-to-people exchanges will be enhanced.
We have agreed to enhance cooperation and coordination with the G20.
Okay, let's look at the international news. China has teamed up with Japan and South Korea to pick three cultural capitals, one from each country. In its third year round, the activity has boosted cultural exchanges between the three. This year, the activity opening ceremony was held on Jeju Island in South Korea. China's Ningbo, Japan's Nara, and South Korea's Jeju have been honored as the cultural capitals of East Asia at the World Exhibition Center of Jeju.
The activity gives a positive signal of cooperation and mutual support between China, Japan, and South Korea.
The appraisal of these cultural capitals displays both the differences and similarities of East Asian cities, and cultural exchanges are thus strengthened among the three countries.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has robustly defended EU's migrant deal with Turkey, insisting that it is the key to reducing the flow of migrants to Europe. As for deportations, Merkel said she is firmly convinced that making clear that we are pitting themselves against illegal migration is right. She said, Europe cannot stand by and watch people smugglers take control. However, the German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière warned that despite a positive development, it is too early to give a prediction for the full year.
I'm aware that a lot of people are waiting for one, but making such a prognosis now would not be reliable and would be impossible.
Meanwhile, the number of new asylum applications in Germany, Europe's top destination for refugees last year, dropped 66% in March.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minutes. On April the 5th, a new road sign, Guangyuan Road, was set on the Tan Street. The new road sign had attracted many students' attention, and some of them also take photos there. According to the investigation, the sign was not given by the government. Actually, it was set up by the students of CUC for memorizing their unforgettable days in the university.
On April the 9th, the Lotus Light Festival of CUC was held by Nation Department of CUC Student Union. In Chinese history, March the 3rd of the lunar calendar is a traditional festival to commemorate the Yellow Emperor. And for people of Zhuang nationality, this date is also their Valentine's Day.
On April the 8th, China and Switzerland signed 5 documents to boost cooperation in areas including work safety, science, innovation, and low-carbon city construction as the two countries declared the establishment of their innovative strategic partnership. China's President Xi Jinping and visiting Swiss President John Schneider-Ammann witnessed in Beijing the signing of 2 memorandum of understanding.
Guangdong health authorities have recently released the local food safety standards, which regulate the Shantou beef boar, a traditional delicacy in the Chaozhou Shantou area in South China, must contain at least 90% beef. As one of the China's most famous snacks, the Shantou beef boars have always enjoyed great popularity among gourmets and have a history of nearly a century.
The top leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Kim Jong-un, has overseen a successful test of a heavy-lift engine of a new type intercontinental ballistic rocket, the official KCNA news agency reported on April the 9th. The KCNA said the test proved a great success and is of significance in strengthening the country's nuclear forces and defense capabilities.
Leading Chinese e-commerce companies said they won't increase the prices of imported items in the short term, though a new policy, which took effect on April 8th, raised tax rates on popular items such as food and baby products. Alibaba Group Holding Limited said food, baby products, and healthcare products will be subject to heavier taxes after adjustment. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. There were mixed results for Chinese team at AFC Champions League. Shanghai SIPG defeated Gamba Osaka 2-0 and has secured their top spot in group. The domestic leaders Jiangsu Suning went down 2-1 to Taku FC. It was the Chinese club's first victory on a continental field. However, the real challenge is just around the corner, as they have to be undefeated in the following 2 games to survive the groups. It's been officially announced that former NBA 8-time All-Star Yao Ming has been elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is regarded as the highest honor of this game. It is commonly believed his nomination will help NBA gain more popularity in China. The retired 7'6" giant, who spent his entire 9-year NBA career with the Houston Rockets, is once again becoming the spotlight of the sports world. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame said Yao Ming had changed the face of global basketball as a respected player and ambassador of the game.
First of all, we're very surprised, of course, just like everyone else. And feel very honorable can be part of this list. I also know who is on this list, such as Shaquille O'Neal, AI, and other great guys from basketball history. That's why I feel really honored to be here.
World champion Ning Zetao withdrew from the men's 100 meters freestyle final at the Chinese National Swimming Championships due to illness, announced his coach Ye Jing on Thursday. Ning, who led all the way to win the semi in 47.96 seconds on Wednesday, over the second fastest time of the year, caught a fever last night and had to give up his following matches, the 100 meters final and the 50 meters free. Ning is one of the most famous swimmers in China since he has won the gold medal in 100 meters free at the Kazan World Championships last year. China's Lin Dan failed to form an anticipated duel with his nemesis Li Chongwei of Malaysia, as two-time Olympic champion lost his quarterfinal to Jin Ong Jensen of Denmark, 21-17, 21-4 in just 30 minutes. That's all for sport, let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. The African king Sifa Spanza leads two very contrasting lives, as a part-time monarch and a full-time mechanic, despite being regarded as the superior and spiritual chief of Ewe people in Togo. He also works full-time mechanic in Germany. He governs his people over Skype. He now lives with his wife and his two children, continuing his job as a mechanic and his role as a king. Can I help him to be a king so he can concentrate on being a mechanic? Can you believe that dogs can fly a plane? 12 rescue dogs will be given a chance to reach for the sky as part of a new TV show to find the world's first cannon pilot. They were whisked away to a Sussex mansion for 10 weeks of training and problem-solving tests. Ahead of the flying challenge, scientists looked at their memory, reasoning, communication, and empathy during the training period. But tell me please, do you want a hot guy or a dog to be your captain? Tom Hiddleston, a.k.a. Loki, from Marvel's Thor movies, stopped by Fox 32 in Chicago to deliver the weather. Now there are two things you should know. First, he's wonderful and perfect at everything he does. Second, the weather is insane and God should only deliver news of it. Though what he said was totally nonsense, he's still my favorite meteorologist. A police force in UK could be the first to use constabulary cats. An adorable girl wrote to the local police force and asked them to consider putting a cat in police boots. And they really did. Their response is brilliant, especially the picture of the officer's cat. Inspector Richie Allen of the Dog Support Unit then said the force is considering incorporating cats into their fight against crime, although their designed role is still undecided. But we Chinese have already got a cat officer long time ago. You know, the black cat officer. A restaurant in India is begging the idea of a traditional doggy bag. A popular restaurant in Kochi is urging customers and the community to put their leftover food in a refrigerator located outside their eatery for the hungry to take. The fridge is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and stays unlocked. Minu Pauling, who runs the restaurant, asks that people write the date they left the food on whatever it's wrapped in so those who take will know how long it's been there. This is a magic refrigerator, but if it's in Beijing, some people may complain about something like douzhi. Which theme park do you think is the coolest? Selina Turda, located in Turda, Romania, is home to an underground theme park that's nestled inside one of the oldest salt mines in the world. The salt mine, which dates back as far back as the 17th century, was used for everything from a cheese storage center to a bomb shelter. When you visit, you will head down about 400 feet before reaching the submerged wonderland. Once inside, you will find an amphitheater, a bowling alley, an underground lake with paddle and rowboats, and even a Ferris wheel. Everything looks fine, except is those equipment all salty? Fans bid farewell to American Idol as the finale paid tribute to past winners and contestants during its 15-season run. To commemorate the iconic singing competition, here are some little-known facts about the series. 1. Some serious stars were rejected. 2. Contestants thought some songs were cursed. 3. Songs had been cleared to perform and contestants didn't always get to choose. 4. Former co-host Ryan Dunkelman says he didn't get along with Ryan Seacrest. 5. Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini had a romance. By American Idol, if you still have a dream of becoming an idol, you can try Voice of China. With the poor reception of the last superhero clash film Batman vs. Superman, it would make sense to be a little apprehensive about the upcoming Marvel movie, Captain America: Civil War. Critics were slammed over their Batman reviews, and then the movie came out. Well, now critics have seen the first screening of Civil War, and word of the mouth is spreading. However, unlike Batman vs. Superman, this one's on kryptonite. Critics love it. Well, I don't care about the critics as long as Captain America is so hot as ever.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's commentary. I'm Yang Shuang.
And I'm Liu Shijin.
This time's commentary may be a little special, for there are no male here, and this coincidence will absolutely give us more freedom to talk about today's topic, and that's female rights.
Definitely. You know what? These days, there are a lot of news about girls. I'm so shocked when I saw my WeChat moment full of comments on female rights.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. So, which one are you most interested in?
The hottest one must be the Heyi Hotel event. It is said that Wan Wan, a girl traveling in Beijing, was forced to leave with a physically abusive stranger. I heard that she was dragged and attacked by a man at the elevator lobby of the hotel when she had just returned from a gathering with friends. While she was looking for her room card, a man in a black coat approached her and asked her about her room number. Alert, she refused to divulge information, but the stranger unexpectedly started dragging her, forcing her to leave with him.
Didn't someone try to stop him? After all, it is a hotel. There must be securities and other guests.
There was actually a hotel cleaner there, but he thought it was just a quarrel between a couple, so he did not attempt to remove the man. Instead, he just said, "It's not good to fight here." Fortunately, a female guest at the hotel fiercely rushed for help, snatching Wan Wan from the hands of aggressor. Then the noise drew an increasingly larger crowd of onlookers, and the man fled away before either the hotel management or the police reached the scene.
I really can't understand why the cleaner didn't stop the man for the only reason that she mistook the two parties as a couple. Just think about all the family violence. These years and those women who have been suffering from both physical and psychological injury. Even if the man were the woman's husband, would you come to her rescue if you were on the scene?
Certainly I will. I mean, though traditionally regarded as a private family affair for years, wife beating is now socially and legally unacceptable. Those people have the thought, oh, this is none of my business, actually our lack of social responsibility, which will absolutely increase the coldness of modern society. Women are not accessories of men, not physically and also not mentally.
And I have something to say about another news happened recently. That's the Chinese actor Bao Beier's wedding. And what makes this news so widespread is that the groomsmen got so carried away and tried to dunk one of the bridesmaids, Liu Yan, into a swimming pool nearly, and though it seemed that they were just making a joke on her. And they were eventually blocked by Jia Ling, another bridesmaid for the day. The groomsmen were still severely criticized by the netizens and were required to make apology to Liu Yan, for they didn't take into consideration at all her being afraid of water and the possibility that she would have had an accidental exposure if she had been thrown into the water. So, what do you think of the behavior of the groomsmen?
Like most netizens, I don't think it's harmless fun, too. After all, they should have considered Liu Yan's feelings before they did something crazy.
Yeah, and that's the point here. And that's something about female rights, too. When it comes to the female rights, I think we usually consider something physical. Of course, we have to protect women's bodies. Just like this case, we have to protect Liu Yan from being dunked. But besides that, maybe we should pay more attention to females' will. We should ask them, we should listen to them, we should give them the basic respect. That's quite important.
Can't agree more. And after the incident, both Liu Yan and some of the groomsmen have made apologies. What do you think of that?
As for the groomsmen's apologies, I think that's okay if they sincerely feel sorry from the bottom of their hearts. But if they just did so because they couldn't bear the pressure from the public, that's another thing. And as for Liu Yan's apology, that's exactly what made the public more furious. Maybe she just wanted to let go of these troublesome incidents and maintain friendship with the actors. Maybe she did so for her company and her career. Maybe for her, it is necessary to make such an apology. But I do hope that more and more people, especially males, will realize the importance of protecting females' body and will. And I hope females like Liu Yan will never be put into such kind of dilemma again.
I hope so too. When it comes to the fight for women, a campaign we can't miss is He for She. Do you know it?
Is it a campaign supported by Emma Watson? I remember that on the celebration of International Women's Day of 2015, she hosted a live Facebook conversation in which she addressed questions and hosted an intimate conversation about gender equality.
Yeah, the event was attended live by 120 fans and viewed by millions more around the world. Let me tell you more about it. It is a solidarity campaign for gender equality initiated by UN Women. Its goal is to engage men and boys as agents of change for the achievement of gender equality and women's rights, and by encouraging them to take action against negative inequalities faced by women and girls.
And just like what has been mentioned in this campaign, I think efforts from both males and females are required in order to protect female rights. For females, they should learn to protect themselves and resort to laws and medium when something like hotel events happen. And for males, they should care for the women, respect the women, not only physically, but also mentally. Only then can there be less conflict between the two genders. I believe someday, we will not emphasize the importance of female rights like we do today, for at that time, we might have already reached gender equality.
I think on one hand, we should pursue the equality between men and women in politics, economy and social sciences to exert their potential of development. On the other hand, male and female should constantly improve themselves and make themselves participate in more areas. The premise of the equal relationship is that both male and female have to deepen their understanding and learn to tolerate each other.
And that's all for today's commentary. I'm Yang Sheng. See you next week.
I'm Liu Shijin. See you next week.
Thank you, Liu Shijin and Yang Shuang. Here is the living tip. The time for exam is coming on this Sunday. Remember to go over and get well prepared.
These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world only on Weekly Focus. I'm Wang Ruocheng. See you.
And I'm Xu Jingtian. See you.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。